The Wake Up Show is presented by 84 Lumber. Put your positive attitude to work at 84 Lumber. Apply at 84lumber.com. Okay, I know a lot of you guys hate this guy. Hate's a strong word. I don't like to use hate. You know, I really don't. It is a strong word. You guys strongly dislike this guy because he has big takes. He's bold. He's brash. But a lot of the times, he's right. Now, will he be... In this case, time will only tell. Colin Cowherd of Fox Sports is somebody who likes flash. He likes a lot of points. I watch him pretty often. I think he's one of the best in the business, best in the industry. From a straight radio perspective, the way that he formulates his opinions, presents his arguments, it's really good. It's really good radio. It's really good TV. As somebody, you know, young, newer to the business, you know, he's somebody to look at, and you know, his delivery and everything is something that, you know, a lot of people want to emulate. So Colin Cowherd has been down on the Steelers for seemingly years. I don't know the last time, and Cowherd has always been like ho-hum on the Steelers. He had them as high as 9 in his hurt hierarchy this year. Thought of them decently well when Ben was there. We put a lot of blame on Ben. But now, he turns his attention to Kenny Pickett. It doesn't seem like he's been the biggest fan of Pickett at all since he was drafted in what was a very weak quarterback class. Other than, you know, that Mr. Irrelevant guy, Brock Purdy, lighting up the league for the undefeated 49ers. Cowherd on Pickett. Anything good to say?
I was told for years they didn't like drafting University of Pittsburgh kids because if they didn't make it, they'd have to get rid of them and they share facility. Pittsburgh, the Rooneys are just embedded in that community. And they didn't want to draft Pittsburgh kids and cut them or trade them. They're going to keep Kenny Pickett around for years. They're not going to bail on Kenny Pickett, a first-round quarterback. They're not going to do it to that kid. And I got to tell you, I don't see it. I just don't see it. I think there was an era where you could play great defense and hit one or two big throws over the top. I just don't think this is the era.
He does make some points at the end there. I mean, how many big explosive plays do the Steelers have? That George Pickens play? That Calvin Austin play? That's kind of it, right? Through 5 games? Now, look, I'm not writing off Kenny Pickett or anything here. I'm not trying to say that what Cowherd is saying has ultimate validity here in terms of not wanting to draft Pitt guys. I mean, we all know how not selecting Dan Marino went was selecting Kenny Pickett, the next great Pitt quarterback, trying to make up for that. I mean, there might be a little bit to it, but not much. Look, it is tough. Remember James Conner in that situation? James Conner always got hurt. He beat cancer. It was a great story. Late third round pick. I think it was 102nd or so overall, 106th overall. It was a great story, but he got hurt. He wasn't effective. It was sad. He had to go. He went to Arizona. Made, you know, some really, really good, solid runs for Arizona the last couple of years. He had a great year last year. He was pretty solid the year before that. Now he's been hurt this past year. But James Conner is still a, you know, solid, consistent running back. It just did not work out in Pittsburgh, especially probably because part of it was that the line was so trained to block for Le'Veon Bell that it just did not work out for James Conner here. But for Kenny Pickett, Cowherd does make some points in terms of the overall total offense because Kenny Pickett has improved his arm strength. He's improved his accuracy. There are still some points in time where you watch, though, and you wonder, can he connect on the deep ball? Can he truly make the throw to the numbers? He did it to Pickens a ton in the Ravens game. And I think that should build up some confidence that Pickett is able to do that. The Steelers really shouldn't panic offensively. I don't think they are. It's not good, Nobody should admit that it is. Nobody should say it is because it's not. They'd be lying if anybody said that it was good. What they're seeing right now. But should we write off Kenny Pickett this early? I am on record saying I'm 65% sure that, you know, maybe he's not the guy. I'm kind of deferring my ultimate, is he truly, is he not the guy towards really the end of the season. Or really until a competent offensive coordinator is sitting up there in the booth. Or that's working with him on the sideline. I prefer, and look, I'm not this huge football junkie that played, you know, I did not play like Doran in the NFL or in college for a consistent amount of time. Like, I don't know the true nuances of how great it is to have the offensive coordinator up in the booth compared to on the sideline. But from what I've accumulated, who I've talked to, players, no matter who it may be, I understand that coordinators can see the field a lot better whenever they're up in the booth, but there's also has to be something to being on the sideline with your quarterback, going through it with them, going through the offensive plays and looking at the tablet together compared to just being on the phone. It's that face-to-face conversation that, look, there's a reality to it. In our generation now, we see a lot less of that with texting and FaceTime kind of brings it back into the equation just for a real life perspective. But I kind of like my coordinators on the sideline. Talk to the players. Go over play concepts on the Microsoft Surface tablet. So it might be a small thing, but Kenny Pickett needs more time. You can't write him off. I don't think that they're going to keep him around. The one thing that I will disagree with Cowherd, well, a couple things. One, we can't write him off just yet. Two, they're not going to keep him around if he's just horrible. Why? Because they didn't with Connor. And Connor wasn't completely bad, but he wasn't producing when he left. He was getting hurt. It just was not working. They had needed a change. In comes Najee Harris. The Steelers, yes, believe in Kenny Pickett. They want him to be the franchise guy. But if they see that the writing is on the wall and it's just not working out, I don't think they're going to give him a long-term contract, pay him quarterback money, which is like $30 million now, just to be in quarterback purgatory for 5 years. I mean, Terry Bradshaw, Ben Roethlisberger, that's it for this franchise. Looking from the early 80s to the early 2000s, a huge window of nothing. Buddy Brister, Neil O'Donnell, Cordell Stewart, Tommy Maddox. Maybe it's just me personally, do not want to believe that the Steelers would stick around with Pickett if everything just continues to fall, if everything just falls apart. But they're 3-2, first place, yeah. Let's see more offense. Let's actually see this bye week work like last year. I'm not as confident that it will, but that's why they play the games. Coming up next, Major League Baseball. Yeah, they played the games, and wow, a lot of unexpected things happen. We'll talk about it coming up. And why the playoff format? Find the way it is. I'm Austin Bechtold, Sports Radio 97 The Fan.